Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. and Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it.
Thank you, Ms. Lisa. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Mr. Evan Brooks, and this is Nothing But the Truth. Again, like she said, we're going to talk about relationships and how to fix them and maintain them. But not only that, we're going to talk about life issues and things for you to think, to tell us about, you know, basically have something that you know that you can walk away with and have a peace of mind with. This is what our show is about. Mr. LeVon is not with us. He stepped out for a couple of weeks due to, I guess you want to call it, semester break. So he'll be back with us for the new year. So you got me. And nothing's going to be wrong with that. Because I'm going to keep flowing to IDI, you know. That's just how my style is. I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to sit here and hesitate and step back because my man, they're just going to tell me to step up some more. So let's just get right into it tonight, folks. The real meaning of Christmas. Today we're not going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about Christmas. A lot of folks are looking at Christmas as a way to make up for lost times because Santa's coming. Listen to what Christmas is really about. So a lot of folks are mistaken. You see a lot of people on TV telling you that this is what Christmas is about, and that's what Christmas is about. Now, folks out there listening, I know this was short notice. If you get this show and was not able to call in live, you can always tell your other friends to listen in as well. Now, the number for tonight is 646-716-7911. Call in. Sit here and talk to me. It's going to be a short show. It's not going to be too long. I know a lot of people want to celebrate Christmas with their family. Yeah, I understand that and respect it. And I'm going to go ahead and let you do that as well. My chat line is also open. You can contact me. But before I even go more into the show, I would like to give the rest of my contact information. I know a lot of folks have been contacting me, trying to message me, but I need you folks to contact me through my email. I have a BlackBerry. If you contact me through email, I can get that information pushed to me as soon as possible instead of contacting me through my show here on Blog Talk. You're messaging me. And a lot of people want to do shows, and I need you to follow the directions that I give you, because if you can't do that, then you're not really not paying attention to what I'm saying. I really need y'all to help me out here so I can be able to book you on the spot. First come, first serve. New Year comes, I'm going to have a lot of people on here. The first semester or the first session of the season, we try to get more into it, me and Mr. LeVon, as far as giving the information. But now we're going to start getting more people on here on the second set. This is how I do. It's usually off and on, off and on. But if you want to contact me, you need a email me at NBN as in Nancy, B as in Bravo, _truth@yahoo.com. send me an email, let me know what's going on. If you need to get in touch with us, that's the best way to do it. We have a MySpace page, www.myspace.com/nd_truth. You can hit us up on there. I will give out a voicemail, but later on. But I know a lot of people been contacting me, sending me notes about issues that's been going on in their life. Now, I addressed one young lady. I let her know that we will get in touch with her shortly to talk about that, probably next week, because I might see if I can get Mr. 910 to fill up for Mr. LaVon, because he has some experience about relationships as well. Now, with all that said and done, let's go ahead and jump into it, because I really feel ecstatic about having this. I ain't been doing a show for a minute. Just been trying to get my mind together, trying to wrap up some things, then just thinking about a lot of stuff. Christmas. What is Christmas about, folks? I always ask y'all that. What is Christmas about? Is it about each other giving each other gifts, making up for lost times, doing things that you normally would not do? Is that really what it's all about? Please let me know. The thing is that Christmas is not about fulfilling people's personal needs as far as material things is concerned. I see a lot of people coming around, getting gifts, but it's not for celebration. It's for just like, let me just get you something. And I'm going to tell you about the origins of that, because it dates back to Roman times, and I'm going to break that down to you, because I've been trying to get my knowledge on. I've got to get back into the library like I used to and get all my knowledge. I got to get back onto it, and I recommend y'all get back onto it, too. I've been slipping, but it's no more slipping here no more. It's time to get full 120% in here, because we got to stop this nonsense. But I want to go ahead and jump into it. Christmas is supposed to be the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, the birth of Jesus Christ. Just as if you were celebrating someone else's birthday or your birthday, you know, celebration. Because gift giving and other aspects of holidays involve heightened economy. I'm just going to talk about the media part right here. It goes with Christians and non-Christians. Christmas has become a major event for many retailers. Excuse me for all Southern stuff I'm going through here. But a lot of people, like I say again to you, retailers are making a lot of money off of it. They're not making as much money as they did in previous years because we were in a recession in the United States. And probably in fact, the whole world's a recession because the United States are the most buying country that is out here in this world. Now, for your information, let me tell you about some of the players that are involved with Christmas. And y'all know y'all probably say, what do you mean players? Like, you talking about like a Mac or something? No, the players. The main players that are involved with Christmas is Jesus Christ himself, Lord and Savior, Father Christmas, and Santa Claus. Now, for a little bit of y'all information, I'm not going to go too thorough into it because it's not a religion show, it's just an information show to pop the information to you. Jesus Christ was born around 7 and 2 BC. They don't know exact date, and a lot of people have questions as far as, you know, his birth time. Some people say it's not December, it's March or April. The reason why, because of the setting from what they say in the description of where he was going, and around that time they would be able to be in a manger because it would have been cold, extremely cold, they're saying. Some people, I mean, I'm not here to debate about that. He was born. That's just fact, okay? The thing is about Jesus. Jesus came from a working family, and they didn't have much and stuff, but angel came to Mary, told her what was going to happen. And from that point on out, they changed her life. They changed that whole family's life. And they didn't have much. The inn was closed down. Basically, they didn't have no room, so they had to sleep in a manger. And some people say there were animals in the manger. Some people say there were not. That's not here for debation right here. I'm not debating over anything like that. The whole situation that I want to point out to you is this. That when Jesus came in here, Jesus, this was the savior of all mankind. He did not have all this fancy stuff that we have now. All this crazy stuff. I'm going to break down to what he had, basically. He had gold from a wise man. One of them gave him gold. One of them gave him frankincense. Basically, it's like fragrance or cologne or whatever, if you want to bring it up to that. And myrrh. Basically, that's just like an anointment oil. The reason why they gave him gold, because all kings have gold, basically, from what they're saying. The incense, you know, basically smelling good. It's something dealing with still with royalty. And anointment oil, that's self-explanatory. This is the Messiah here. And a lot of people sit here and do the opposite, but I'm going to come back to that later on. Now we jump into the future past here. Father Christmas, who predates Santa Claus character, who first was recorded in the 15th century, but was associated with holly, berry making, and drunkenness. As you see now, eggnog and mistletoe, you know, a lot of people don't know why people get tore up for, but it dates back to that time as well, too. All three of these characters are associated with the whole essence of Christmas, but the real characters that should stand out in y'all minds, forget the drinking, forget all the gifts given, is Jesus Christ himself. And I'm not trying to preach to no one tonight. That's not my job here. It's just that a lot of people put too much into it that they shouldn't, because you miss the whole point if you're not celebrating Christ, if you're a Christian. I'm not telling for the people who have other religions, other beliefs. I'm just talking about the Christians here on the show today that's listening. You want to know exactly what you're doing and what's the purpose of you celebrating Christmas. Is it celebrate because you're going to get some gifts in your pocket, or is it to take that moment in time to recognize the greatest human being that ever left, that lived on this planet, and people still talk about him and base the religion around this man? Is that what you're celebrating? Which one is it going to be? Because a lot of people get that mistaken. People, the reason why I say that, for example, and I know I'm digressing here, I work at a place where you got a lot of people, a lot of customers that basically sit here and get all cranky, get all mad, rude, all this disrespectful stuff because they want something, a gift. And they missed the whole point. I'm going to tell you what type of gifts they're looking for. That you'll probably figure out what type of industry that I work into. But I'm going to go on to the next character. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is self-explanatory. Basically, you had Santa Claus that had a wife, Mrs. Claus, and basically Santa Claus comes from a German folklore, and it got adapted and got brought to America. And you got different places that mixes Santa Claus up with French Santa Claus, if you want to call them that, Italian Santa Claus. Everyone's got their own little version of what Santa Claus is. Even a woman that's set to send baby Jesus gifts but got lost along the way. So she decided to give all gifts to kids. And sometimes I say Santa Claus is accompanied by Black Peter. Other versions that you heard is elves making the toys. Yeah, I'm not trying to knock anyone's beliefs because I know y'all probably got kids here. I'm not going to knock anyone's beliefs. You believe in Santa Claus, you believe in Santa Claus. My question to the audience tonight is this. Okay. How did we move from the simple gold incense, myrrh, or you want to call it ointment oil, to iPhones, K Jewelers, and Nintendo Wii's. Before you answer, I want you to marinate on that. While I play a song for you, I want you to think about that. Celebrating Christ's birthday, not your personal thing, you know. And a lot of people have enough to say, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not gonna play like I never did that before, But as I grew older, as Mr. 910 was talking about when we were talking on the phone last night about this topic, that, you know, we're not trying to get all these things. You know, we're not caught up into this old hype. You got to get this. It's the Christmas holiday. You got to blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to tell you something about this stuff. That comes from Roman times as far as giving gifts, because they usually gave gifts around New Year's for celebration of a winter solstice. That's what they solstice, whoever you want to call it, with the weather and holiday and the whole season changing like that. That's why they were celebrating that. But some people incorporated that along with the pine trees and all the other stuff, because there weren't no pine trees over there where Jesus was born. You got to understand this stuff. Well, I'm not trying to digress and knock anything down, but the whole thing about the whole Christ thing is that if you look at the whole story, as far as if you believe it, if you don't believe it, there was the whole family there as far as the family, the father, the mother, and the child, you know, Christ, all those people put together, and it made something happen out of nothing, you know what I mean? Jesus got gifts on his birthday, just as some of us gave gifts on our birthday. What justifies us to get material gifts to one another? It's not our birthday, it's his birthday. My whole belief is that, I mean, if you do give gifts, I mean, stick to the tradition of what happened in the story. They're saying you got to do that, but a lot of people go out or overboard, and then they end up being broke because of what they just did. Don't get caught up in no situation like that. I don't want you to do that. I know it's probably too late, but as far as thinking about this, the real purpose of Christmas, the greatest gift is the things that money can't buy. Money can't buy a family. I know you're probably saying, yeah, it can't. No, it can't, as far as being true to the game, because my thing is this. I don't know if I told y'all this, but you know, the media is redirecting you to celebrate by giving them your money to make someone else happy. But in reality, the real gift should be that you should be happy that Jesus came in our lives for Christians and the ones that believe in Christ, other religions. Jesus is in our life, and that hopefully your family is too. It's really the gift, the real gift, that you should be thankful for. Better than a diamond ring or a fancy car, God's only son to save us. My whole thing is that, basically, you can't put a price sticker on your family. You can't put the price sticker on being together that time, because you don't know. Tomorrow's not promised for no one. People say, yes, promise is promise, but it's not. And I don't want you to be getting upset with that. Like I told you, when I was a little kid, I was always in those big gifts and stuff. But as I got older, that stopped happening. And I ain't saying my parents are cheap or anything. Don't play me like that. But you have to understand, what's the real purpose of Christmas? Is it to make me happy? We're supposed to. You be happy every day all your life if you want to. You could try to anyway, but that's not the purpose. Purpose to recognize the birth of Jesus Christ. We need to be real with one another. I think people need to really take advantage of being around their loved ones during the holiday season, because we're not promised tomorrow, and that we need to take each day as if it's our last. I really don't want you to be out there brag on whatever I see blah, 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 you know. Don't do that. You need to take your time and get to know your own blood. We're not talking about the bad things, but the good things about a person, or in this case, your family. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I just got a call last week, and that's part of the reason why I was gone, too, that my grandma passed and was laying in the floor in her house. And they had to take it to the hospital, and it really shook me up. I was lost in words, and I really had to pause for a minute, to be honest, and to realize all this stuff out here, you know, all this stuff out here, all this nonsense, go ahead, don't matter to me. my family is the main thing that should come to my mind. First thing off gate is nothing. Because, you know, my grandma is probably the best, greatest gift that I ever had. She always looked out for me, always told me the right things. She never stirred me wrong, you know. And I'm going to see her tomorrow. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to see my grandma tomorrow. I'm going to give her a hug. Because I don't know. Tomorrow's not promised, like I told you. Hopefully, I'll get to see her. But if y'all don't know what that is, y'all don't know what true love is as far as your family. Have you ever lost someone in your family before, which everyone has lost someone in their family at some point in life? You need to start thinking about that. Don't push them off because of some dumbass argument. Don't knock them away because they ain't got their life together like the way you see it. Let them learn their lessons in life, and eventually it's going to come to them. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You tried everything you could, but don't kick them out of your life completely like that. And I'm not saying go stick with someone that's sitting there committing crimes and things like that. But people that sit there and tell you, I'm going to try, and they try to do something, but sometimes fall back on it. Give them a shot. Give them that encouragement. Because that's the problem is with families today. We don't sit down at the family table and have these times and talk to one another, get to understand. You know, there's eating, there's the talk. You know, people still get their gifts, but we got to sit down and make this happen. We can't be sitting around lying to one another. I love you. Let me give gifts and don't really mean it. You need to put some effort behind those gifts. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you better find out because that's the only way you can do this. You got to get to terms and face real things. What would you rather have? Would you rather have someone by you to shut you up or a family that is going to help you for good times and bad ones and will give you encouragement? They might yell at you, but you know, if they really didn't care for you, they would never yell. And people still constantly on your case, they're not going to care. You got to take the time to recognize that because people really don't care. They ain't going to waste their breath sitting there trying to talk to you, telling you trying to do right. You need to do right. They really don't care about that nonsense. I don't know how you feel about your life, but if you thinking, you know, money's all this and that, as you know, yeah, money will probably let you survive as far as mentally and spiritually. It won't make the cut. You got to get your mind right. You got to get your spirit right. I know this is the holiday season here, and we kick it into almost overtime as far as the birthdays being concerned, Jesus Christ. But I really want you to know, I want you to take your time and realize that there's much more to it than 10% off at the doors and at Christmas sales and things. It's really to recognize Christ and the whole purpose around it, surrounding the whole situation of Christ where the family was there and people looked out, you know, to try to help this child out become who he is now. Don't get caught up in the nonsense. But I have another song for you to listen to and to reflect on. So just hold on for 1 second. I hope that helps you calm down and get your mind right. As far as that, you know, Charlie Brown did ask about the meaning of Christmas on a Christmas special. I don't know if y'all remember that. But it brought to my attention, too, because what are we celebrating? A lot of people don't want to sit there. It's just, oh, Christmas, that's what we celebrate. But what is Christmas? What is it about? I bet 9 times out of 10 people can't really sit there and break it down as far as what Christmas is. Because it's not about always getting gifts. Because if you don't get gifts, you don't get gifts. But some people are getting mad. Because I'm going to tell you again. A person got mad because we didn't have the phone that they want while I was working it. And they start fussing and yelling, crying like a kid. And you're like, okay, if you didn't get it, you can tell a person they didn't have it. And you get mad. I mean, that's not what we're celebrating. It's not about that person. It's about Christ. But people want to lose their mind and figure, well, let me just act a fool. And people got to recognize this is not your day. This is Christ's day, Christ's birth. We got to get our minds right. We got to get our minds over the selfishness. Because if you're a Christian believer, I'm a Christian. When Christ comes back, you'll see what happens. You know, all the stuff you see, your life will be flashed before your eyes as far as the good things you have done and the bad things you have done, and you shall be judged. So please don't mess it up on his day. This is his day, his birthday. We really need to honor ourselves by honoring our family members, our loved ones, the ones that passed away as well, too, and to take time to reflect on this important day, which is Jesus Christ's birthday. Don't get caught up with this nonsense that people tell you, oh, don't worry about it. You got to get the gift. You got to get the gift, or she won't like you. She don't like me because I bought her a material thing that she can't take with her to the other side. Is that what she going to get mad at? That's not cool. You shouldn't sit there and stick your hands out, I need a gift, I need a gift. Because it's not about that. It really shouldn't be. Now, I think a lot of people might have came to terms because this year people weren't taking the risk to buy something big. They just have to stick with it. And I hate it went down to that, but more people are going to realize as time goes by with the economy getting worse and worse and worse by the day, people are going to have to go back to those traditions as if they were like in the Bible itself. And I hope I explained everything to you, and I hope that you don't get overzealous with the spending, because that's not what it's about. It's about family and Christ. But if you like to get this show in, it shows that I offer here on my Blog Talk Radio show, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. You can go there. You can get this show and other shows I've been doing. I've been doing this for 1 year. I was going to give you the voicemail number, but I'm going to just hold off on that right now. If you need to contact me on email, I want you to contact me ASAP. The number is what an email address is. NB_truth@yahoo.com. Contact me there. It will get to my BlackBerry and I can answer your question as soon as possible. Try not to send me messages on Blog Talk Radio because I have no way of getting that forward to me till it's late. And I really don't check Blog Talk like that, only with friend requests and things like that. But please feel free to contact me with anything else. This was just a special to talk about Christmas. We're going to continue with the regular scheduled program as far as relationships are concerned. But don't miss out. We're coming back more likely next week on the next Sunday. Not this Sunday coming up, but the next Sunday to talk about more issues. But until then, I thank you for listening, and God bless you, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas. God bless.
Happy Christmas, John. Happy Christmas,
John. So this is Christmas. What have you done?